This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Right. It's time to wake on up, wake up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the butcher boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Gray shoots this one up the middle, but right there is Bogarts. And that's the ballgame. So this one was not kind to the Giants. Certainly that second inning was one that we'd all soon like to forget. But in the end, the Padres take three from the Giants. And the woes for the Giants at home continue. They've now lost, 13 of their last 14. And I would never, ever think to see that coming.
I mean, I don't know.
It's just not happening. It's just frustrating. It's, I don't know what to tell you, honestly. It's just not happening. That's it. You have to get it done.
You know, I finally realized when you truly hit rock bottom. I realized when that happens. Because people will say, oh, this is rock bottom. No, that's rock bottom. No. When we all collectively say it's rock bottom, whether it's Mark Willard, whether it's Joe Shasky, whether it's Sam Lubman, whether it's Carter, whether it's Matt Nahagian, Stephen Langford, I can just name names. When we all can finally accept it and say it together, that's when it's rock bottom.
I'm tired of getting pushed around!
The San Francisco Giants have officially hit rock bottom on this season. They're three games under 500. They're cooked. 11-1 the final. Dwayne Kuiper on the call, NBC Sports Bay Area right there. I say good morning to Shasky, Lubman, Carter, all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work. It's over. It's a wrap, and I may have witnessed the worst attempt at a throw I've ever seen in a professional baseball game yesterday from Juan Elliott Ramos. Yikes! Yikes!
Poor Kaiway Tang.
Oh.
You know, honestly, like, what?
I mean...
Poor Kaiway Tang.
That's what we're starting with. I mean, Kaiway Tang. You're right. Kaiway Tang, yeah.
Four walks, six earned runs. Think of where this season started. Kaiway Tang. Had anyone in any article or any podcast or any radio show ever uttered the name in the preseason when you were breaking down how the Giants season would go, Kaiway Tang? Did he ever get any oxygen? We are at the Kaiway Tang, and I'm not trying to rip him. I'm saying, like, what are we expecting? And here's the funniest part.
Oh, no.
You know, yesterday I told everybody, like, we're so beyond the manager. Like, we are. Have you been paying attention? Have people been paying attention to this team? We are. The manager I knew was cooked weeks ago, all right? And then I see, and look, I know he comes on this station. He does Audis podcast. I see Cal coming. Well, it might be time to fire Melvin. You think? You think, TK? What, did Charles Johnson and Greg Johnson have to send you a personal email to let you know? Yeah, firing squad, start it up. Like, we all, this man has been dead man walking for weeks. And now I want to know right now. Bay Area, we have seen some horrific coaches. Huh. No, I'm dead serious. Horrific coaches.
Don't tell me.
I think I'd rather have Jim Tom Sula coach my team than Bob Melvin.
Okay, come on.
No, he won five games with way less talent.
I mean,
no Willis, Bob is actually, no Bowman.
I know what Bob means to the Giants, but in his career, he has accomplished
this
way more
than Jimmy.
This is
one of the worst coaching jobs the Bay Area has ever seen.
They're three games under 500.
Cable on line one. Three games under. They're like 15-35.
Well, before that, they were good.
Joe, they're the eighth worst team in baseball.
Listen, you're going to paint me into a corner of me trying to defend Bob Melvin. I'm not defending what I'm seeing out there. I will defend him in this regard, though. He is not the worst manager we've ever seen in our lifetimes. I think people in the hate for Gabe Kapler was worse.
Kapler would have won more games.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm very skeptical on that. He would have called out some people probably in his own weird casting couch way. But yeah, it's not good, Joe. I'm not here to say it is good. It's awful, quite frankly. And the explanation on the Elliot Ramos throw, and we'll get to it because, I mean, it even got worse for Bob. At first, we were all laughing at Elliot Ramos, and I still am because it was a Chris Davis, and I'm talking Chris Davis with a K, the A's Chris Davis type of throw where it was just awful. Like something I would do. Something Benny, like Benny might have been able, 5-year-old Benjamin Spadoni may have been able to throw that ball further. But then you get the explanation from the manager, and we'll get to it here in a second. Well, actually, let's play the call first because God bless Dwayne Kuiper because you can hear it in his voice, Joe. His team is beating him down. We heard it with Flem yesterday. Obviously, Giants broadcaster, our 95-7 game Giants insider. Great stuff with Fleming. You can hear it in his voice. The fans, as soon as it was 1-0, it was just, this lead's insurmountable. 1-0. And you brought up the stat yesterday. They've scored one or fewer runs now. And what is this now? So this is 12th time since 12th. June 15th.
Yeah. Tying the White Sox. It's great company.
Hammered down the line. This will bounce up against the wall. And Ramos just let one fly totally away from everybody, and that allows Tatis to score. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
There's a short list of coaches, managers, that are just, when I say their name, you're like disgusted. But I actually might cape up for some of these other people because their team didn't have the money and the hope that this team had. Dennis Erickson, Niner fans, remember him? I used to call him Dennis the Drunk. Remember Dennis? Yeah, well, he had multiple DUIs. Mike Singletary, Mike Nolan, those guys are obvious. Tom Sula, Chip Kelly, terrible. I mean, when I start bringing up, God, I love you, but Gary St. Jean and
hiya, fellas.
Dave Cowens and Brian Winters and Eric Musselman, we're talking about a bunch of very bad coaches. They never had expectations. The Keith Smart Warriors did not have expectations, okay? Bob Melvin is in a class all on his own. Joe, he's all by himself. It is so funny. It is universally known now, today, which I knew weeks ago, but it's universally known today. Well, it's him. He's got to go. Everyone. And you knew the APB went out to all the beat writers and all the columnists when Kawakami writes, maybe we're thinking about it. I was like, we're beyond this. We're beyond this. I think they have major issues in the clubhouse, clearly, right? That's obvious.
Well, we're going to hear from some
of
the guys.
And we can blame Bob. Bob stinks. I mean, there's no other way around it. But some of these guys show some professional pride.
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
Getting paid a boatload of money, and we're all just going to scapegoat. We're going to basically throw away a year, and I'm not even saying Bob's good. He's not good. This is his last job in baseball, in my opinion. But we're basically going to just mail the year in and point the finger at just the staff and the coaches, and you're not going to take any accountability? You're not going to be culpable for horrific base running, defense, at-bats, situational awareness? You know, no one covering second base as Elliot Ramos is trying to, I don't even know, you know, tuck rule that ball from left field? I mean, what are we doing?
All the words to use.
Guys, 10 years from now, the Bob Melvin era, we are going to be laughing. Like, you know, people say, LOL, laugh out loud. We're literally going to be laughing out loud.
Well, I hope so, because it could be worse. That's what I'm saying. It can be worse. We've seen some truly awful teams here in the Bay Area, but right now, and then you look at the record, it's not really emblematic of the team that's out there. They're not playing like a team that's like hovering around 500. They're playing like the White Sox and the Rockies this season.
They've got to be 20 under. They've got to be 20 under since like June. I'm serious.
Oh, since Devers got here. Interesting. Huh. There's a conversation. I'm just real quick, as we're talking about Bob Melvin, but we're going to bring the players involved in this. I don't know what the correlation is or causation or if there's anything to be made of this, but the fact that the Giants were 10 games over 500 when they got Rafi Devers, and we're fast-forwarding 2 months now, and they're three games under, and the Red Sox, who were hovering around 500 at the time of trading Devers, are now, what, 10 or 11 games over 500? Like, there's got to be something there. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's Devers the player, the fact that Red Sox just pivoted off there and brought up their young stud. Maybe the Giants should have done that instead with Eldridge. There's something there, though. Something's happening here, Buffalo Springfield, and I don't know what it is.
You know what's funny? You bring up Eldridge, and I was having this like thought processing, and I'm thinking things out loud. I'm convinced if the Oakland A's had Bryce Eldridge, well, now they're called the Sacramento A's, or just the A's.
Actually, they're the Athletics.
Okay, whatever the hell their name is.
Club.
You know what they would have done with Bryce Eldridge?
What?
They probably would have brought him up in, like, May, and he would have played all summer, and he'd be looking great by now.
He would. He probably wouldn't help the win-loss record.
That doesn't matter.
Off pitching.
But how optimistic, if you are one of the few A's fans out there, and I'm not trying to disrespect him in any way, how can you not feel optimistic, even though your record looks terrible?
Oh, the young talent is.
They've got three or four guys who would be better than anyone on the Giants right now.
I mean, you say Kurtz, Wilson. They literally have two of the AL Rookie of the Year top two candidates.
Ridiculous. And I'll take Butler in a heartbeat.
Lawrence Butler.
The center fielder who's been hurt, who's been dynamic.
Tyler Soderstrom. Like, the names go on.
The point that I'm getting at is, like, some organizations are just like, you know what? We're just going to do it. And you say, we're trying to win. What are you trying to win? You're not trying to win. You know what the Padres did with Jackson Merrill? They said, you're going to play center field every single day, and we're going to try to make the playoffs, and we're just going to live and die with you succeeding or failing. And you're going to have good months, and you're going to have bad months, and we're just going to let you be an athlete and just develop on the fly. This thing that, like, he can't adjust to the breaking ball. He's striking out one out of every three at-bats. So is everyone on this team. We're on pace for 1,500 strikeouts this year. Everyone on this team is struggling to not strike out right now. Oh, but he can't lay off the changeup. You can't hit fastballs. You're the worst fastball hitting team in America and Canada, because there's the Toronto Blue Jays.
Shout out.
It's just the excuse making. Like, I just, either you're going to play him and let's go, or you let him go and you trade him for something. Like, that's where I'm at now. I want to either see Bryce Eldridge today, tomorrow, or trade this guy in the offseason. This is ridiculous. Like, I'm sorry. He can hit 7 gazillion AAA home runs that mean nothing to me. I don't care if the guy goes 1 for 40 when he gets called up. 1 for 40. One base hit. It could be a blooper. It could be a ground ball up the middle. I don't care. Let me cling to something positive, because there is nothing that has been a silver lining to this season. Even the Randy Rodriguez experiment, which was awesome, has fizzled out. You can't even get to the fourth inning in a close game, let alone get to the seventh, eighth, or ninth with an opportunity to win a game to get Randy Rodriguez onto the mound.
I mean, I haven't seen him like in a week. He's been MIA.
Sasquatch has more appearances than Randy Rodriguez since the All-Star break.
Pretty bad. It's pretty bad. And shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union, for a low-rate auto loan, apply online, or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer.
Poor Kaiway Tang.
He's the least of my concerns right now.
What?
1, 2, 3.
Poor Kaiway Tang.
I have to laugh at the name, because it's just like a creative player at this point. Kaiway Tang, please stop. I'd rather just have some Tang right now. You ever remember that? The drink, the Tang drink, the little powder stuff?
Yeah. I love Tang.
Yeah, I liked it too. Because that's what we could afford as a kid. That's what my family could afford. We couldn't get the Sunny Delight. We had the Tang instead. Kaiway Tang, 1 2/3, please. I don't care about. No. You know who we're getting on? No.
That's a joke. You gotta laugh a little.
Willie Adames, dude.
Oh, my God.
This guy, I mean, 0 for 4, two strikeouts. And yes, God love him for signing all those autographs. That's great.
What's he supposed to do when you're making $185 million? But I'm glad he's doing it, okay? I'm glad he's doing it, but come on.
When the leader and the guy that's the emotional, presence of that clubhouse, he just sounds so damn defeated yesterday. We're going to play the sound. We're going to hear from him. We're going to hear from Bob Melvin. We're going to hear from everyone. And I want to hear from the people on this team at 888-957-9570.
I know, man. Just poor Kaiway Tang.
Okay. Was this Kaiway Tang yesterday, too?
It's just not happening. It's just frustrating. I don't know what to tell you, honestly. It's just not happening. That's it. They helped to get it done.
They just helped to get it done. They helped too.
Gotta go play hard for Kaiway Tang.
Yeah,
he's their Chauncey Billups.
Yeah, win one for Kaiway Tang. Is that what we're gonna do? That's the rallying cry going forward. Win one for Kaiway.
How much does How much does this clubhouse hate Bob Melvin? I mean, it is.
You know what's even worse,
Joe?
You know what's even worse? I don't even think they hate him. I just think they're like, meh. Meh. That's even worse.
So you're gonna
even worse.
You're gonna sacrifice a year of your prime or whatever's left of your career just because you just despise the manager. See, like that's the part.
It's easy to sacrifice a year of my prime when I know I'm getting paid as much as these guys are getting paid, and they clearly it doesn't seem to faze them. Like I'm sorry, like to call that out there. These guys are making $100+ million, and I'm not questioning the care level of them, but I'm questioning whether or not these guys should be sticking around going forward. If this product is what Giants fans want going forward, is this the product that you signed up for this season if you're a season ticket holder? No, it's not, as they're raising ticket prices all around all these different sports, and I'm sure they are for the San Francisco Giants fans out there. I mean, Stephen Langford is at the game. He's right there. Our KCBS guy, former host here, he was at the game. He literally walked in before the show started. I was like, yeah, after 1-0, the stadium knew it was over. 1-0! They knew it was over. 1-0.
Elliot Ramos, he's a DH. Devers, he's a DH. Casey Schmidt, he could play some infield, you know? Dom Smith was playing first base. I like Dom Smith at first base. Adamas playing shortstop, probably a second baseman in a year or two. All right? Jung Hoo Lee, not a major leaguer. I don't even know what he is. There's $90 million left on his deal. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Grant McCray came in later on in the game. I don't think he's a big leader at this point. Pat Bailey, I mean, he's a designated catcher. He's a framer. That's literally all he is. He should just go up there with no bat and just try to draw walks. He might have the same amount of success that he's having currently. Go up and down this team. It's a bunch of DHs or guys who can only play in the field and can't hit. It's just bad.
Who do you want to hear from right now, Joe? And I'm going to ask the people, like, who needs to have a presser today and talk about the state of the San Francisco Giants?
I want to hear from the Padres as to why they all of a sudden took off when Bob left their team.
Maybe, you know what?
Like, that's what I want to hear from.
Actually, you know what, Sam? Let's reach out to one of our Padre fan, host affiliates down there, whatever the station is, down in Odyssey.
The amount of Padre fans
let's do that.
That have been hitting me up and are like, what happens with Bob Melvin? I'm like, what? Like, what? The team just punts on a year? Like, what? And I'm not.
97.3 the fan.
I don't think he's good. I'm not here to say it. But, like, I can't understand. I'm at the plate, okay? And it's, you know, runner on second, runner on third, less than two outs. I'm trying to get that guy in. And I'm like, I hate the manager so much. I'm going to failure. Like, what? That just I don't think that's how it works. Now, like, everyone getting along and stuff in between innings and, you know, there's something to be said for there. Where's the individual pride on somebody making hundreds of millions of dollars? Where's the individual pride for some of these guys to prove they're worth the money that they're getting? That's the part that we could argue about, like, Bob should have been, like, he should be fired. Like, we know that. He should be fired. But what about the guys who are making a boatload of money? Where's their personal pride?
Well, we're going to hear from Willie Adamas on the other side. We're going to hear from Bob Melvin. We're going to hear from you, the fans, 888-957-9570. As we're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
You know, My dad was a plumber, and then he ended up being a stationary engineer, which is similar to
Was your dad the actual Joe the plumber? Remember
no,
that?
No.
Yeah, it wasn't him.
My uncle Matt's a plumber. My brother's a plumber. And, you know, with plumbing, you have to open up the walls, right? Electricians have the same kind of thing. You open up the walls, and you put all your stuff in. Then you seal the walls, and no one sees your work, right? And I used to tell my dad, like, Dad, why do you make it look so perfect and so meticulous and so clean? And my uncle Matt's, like, one of the best plumbers, like, in the city. You talk to anybody. But he runs the port, and he's like, they both say the same thing. Personal pride.
Yeah.
I know what's inside that wall. The customer may not know. I don't want to see pipes crisscrossing all over. So when the next guy opens up that wall, they see how clean my work is. There's nothing like when you're doing a remodel at whatever house that you got, and you open it up, and you're like, oh my God. We used to call it Joe McGee work, right? With somebody who doesn't know what they're doing, and cords and cables are crisscrossing, and it's not up to code, and it doesn't look right. Where's the personal pride? That's the question that I have. I'm beyond Bob Melvin. And here's the other thing I want to say to Giants fans. You want me to just, you know, take my foot off the gas, pivot to the Niners? No, absolutely not. I refuse to do that because when I get text messages from my buddy Greg Moore talking about how his tickets go up 22% after this season, the gall of the Giants to raise ticket prices 22% when it's August 15th and we are imploding like Krypton in the Superman movies, like ready to explode. How tone deaf does an organization have to be to raise ticket prices in one of the worst expectation seasons I can ever remember?
You're taking a page out of John Fisher's notebook. Look at that. Moneyball, baby. It's back. All right, we got to go. We got Bill Romanowski coming up at 8:30. Can't wait for that. Guess what? It's Bill Romanowski. Okay. And as all guests of 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? But on the other side, we're going to hear from Bob Melvin himself, and it's brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account.
Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Water. That's awesome. Let's go. And by the way, coming up, we still have our strongest player of the game, so don't forget about that. Who was the strongest player of the game yesterday for the Giants, Joe?
Well, I do want to defend somebody. I was just doing some math here regarding their record. I'll get to it in a second.
Some calculus?
Like, you know, we're talking about professional pride and, like, going out there and playing. Spencer Bivens, the poor guy's arm's going to fall off. I'm not here to say that this dude's an all-star. He's not. He's appeared in 40 games this year and has been basically not the mop-up guy. He has been the rec room guy. He has to go in and clean up every single mess with like a hazmat suit.
No, he's the janitor on the first, because it's first day of school this week, so like kids are throwing up all over the place or something. And that's like, you remember walking through the hallway and there's like sawdust all over something that just looks like, what the hell is that? Yeah, Sam's looking at me. No, literally.
Because it dries up all the
liquid. It dries it up. It soaks it all up.
In meat markets.
Did you go to a private school too?
I did, yeah. What do you... So? What?
I was shocked to hear vomit on the floors of private school, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Private school kids don't throw up, Sam. There you go. We don't spill.
Not at school, at least.
What the hell is...
Seems like public school behavior.
What is going on here? Anyways...
Sam, I don't even know if anyone can throw up. You are just a funny man.
God, the Giants are throwing up all over themselves yesterday.
I think the Giants are making him sick. But Spencer Bivens has professional pride. Now, he may not be good enough, but every time I watch this guy go out there, he's trying his darndest.
That's so don't pour Kaiway Tang me. Pour Spencer Bivens me.
No, I know, why I honestly do feel bad for guys like that. Like, and I don't know, I'm not going to question everybody's effort level or whatever, but like, show some damn pride. This throwing everybody under the bus behind the scenes and whatever the hell is going on with the Giants, it's embarrassing. And again, I know yesterday I lost my mind about blowing it up, and I stand by that. Because if I have a bunch of dudes who can't go out there and play for some pride, I got the wrong guys. And I'm questioning if I got the right group of guys in that clubhouse, just in general. Clearly we don't. That's obvious. And I don't have the right manager, the head dog, the captain, the sergeant, whatever you want to call it. But guys like Spencer Bivens, look, he may not be good enough. I'd rather go to war with a guy like Spencer Bivens than some of these front runners.
Nick in Berkeley, I'd go to war with any day out of the week. Nick, how about these Giants, huh?
They're not the Giants, they're the Giants, because they suck. Hey, Giants, check this out. All of you, listen to me. Take note from this. Take note from the Valkyries and take note from Shafty and Spadone. You guys suck. You guys are that bad. If I was the owner of the team, I'd send all of you down to AAA and tell the whole AAA team you're coming up, because we can't get worse than this. You guys are sloppy. You can't play catch. You don't know defense. You can't bunt. You don't know how to run. What are you doing? You're not. You're just out there acting like ball players. You guys are pretenders, man. Straight up. I haven't seen a team to call you the Bad News Bears would be an insult to the Bears. And man, give me some Johnny LeMaster. Give me some Robbie Thompson, Bob Brindley. Give me somebody with some heart on the team that wants to win. I mean, all of you, listen to me. You guys suck. You go out there, take some extra catch. You know what I mean? Take some extra BP after a loss. Kobe Bryant, after he lost, he'd be in the gym at 3 a.m. shooting 1,000 free throws. What are y'all doing? Going home, putting your feet up, getting your feet rubbed in front of a fireplace. I don't even know what y'all doing. Y'all suck, man. Have some pride. This is San Francisco. You know what I'm saying? This ain't Hawaii. You guys aren't on vacation. What are y'all doing? You're playing a kid's game for millions of dollars, and you guys act like you're entitled like some eighth graders. Oh, let's blame the manager because we don't know how to bunt. Man, you guys sound pathetic, man. Set up a machine and get out there and do some hit and runs. Billy Martin would be socking all of y'all in the face right now. That's all I got, man. Let's go. Let's go, Valkyrie.
Nick, I love you.
Let's go, Niners.
Let's go, Nick.
Nick, I love you. They've played 50 games since Devers got here, or since the trade was announced.
June 15th, Father's Day.
They're 18-32.
Say that one more time.
They've played 50 games since the Devers trade was announced. They're 18-32.
Oh my gosh.
Now, if
why?
That's about a 36% winning percentage.
Oh.
36%. If you
That's a fail.
Multiplied that over 162 games. How many wins do you think that is?
I'm not a mathematician. I don't.
That this is a third of the season.
Okay.
58 wins. They have been a 58 win trend. So these people are like, they're better than this. No, they literally are one of the worst teams in all of baseball. Today, even with their good two and a half month stretch at the beginning of the year, today, they're the eighth worst team in baseball. If I told you you were drafting eighth heading into the year, you'd be like, what happened? Who got hurt?
Exactly. No, actually, you added players. No one got hurt. You added people. You got Rafi Devers. Like, no, seriously. Like, what if I told you that the Giants, they were 10 games over 500, basically, right? Something around that, around then when they got Devers. You added Rafi Devers. You got rid of Kyle. You didn't give up much. You didn't give up much. I mean, Kyle Harrison, see you later. People really weren't high on him anyways. Jordan Hicks didn't have a spot here. He wasn't a starter anymore. And then, you know, James Tibbs, he was first rounder from last year, but you don't know anything about the guy. It's like, oh, really? Okay, we got Rafi Devers. I mean, guy's a World Series champion. Red Sox, I mean, let's go. He's in his prime.
Joe.
And they're even worse.
Joe, 36.
Worse.
So their win percentage since Rafi got here, or the trade at least, 36%.
36.
Where do you think that, if that was the whole season, where, and that's 50 games, that's a third of the season, where do you think that would put them?
Oh, they'd be bottom three.
The only teams ahead of them would be the Rockies and the White Sox.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the company you've been in since the Rafi Devers trade.
So let me ask you this. When you are evaluating the Warriors after they made the Jimmy Butler trade, are you even considering anything that happened prior to the Warriors trading for Jimmy?
Yes, but it's on an individual player basis.
Okay.
So, like, I think Kuminga, in fairness, you have to kind of separate how you viewed his season.
Fair.
Before and after. But that's on an individual player basis.
But you evaluate them on what you saw, for the most part.
Yes.
After the Jimmy Butler trade.
Correct.
All right? When the Niners traded for CMC, you evaluated them on, like, what they were after CMC.
Correct.
Now, I'm not saying that you forget about everything that happened prior. This team is on pace with Rafi to be the third worst team in baseball. Not over like a week, 2 weeks, a month. 50 games. A third of the season. And I don't think it's getting better.
I want to hear from Buster Posey. I actually don't want to. I need to hear from the president of baseball operations, Buster Posey. He was the guy that picked up the option on Bob Melvin. He was the guy that told the fans, hey, don't point the finger at the manager. I'm the guy that put the roster together, so it's on me at the end of the day. Well, if it's on you, Buster, then you need to talk about it. You're the one that swung this big deal. It wasn't just him. There was the Manassians of the world, and you know, it's a group think. It's a group effort, but you're the guy. You're the dude. It's the same thing when we talk about GMs, when it comes to Dunleavy, when it comes to John Lynch. We're going to give you all the credit. We're going to give you all the blame because that's the position that you chose. I want to discuss more of that on the other side. But first, it's time for the Golden State Valkyrie's Strongest Player of the Game, brought to you by El Camino Health. Our strength, your health. And this makes me happy. That bed makes me happy because the Golden State Valkyries are making me happy because they keep winning. They fought off a late charge from the Washington Mystics yesterday, holding on for the 88-83 win. We saw a little history, too, as Veronica Burton became the first player in Valkyries history to break the 30-point barrier.
Burton across half, left wing, crossover, into the paint, out for Rupaire, left corner, 3-2 strong, Martin the offensive rebound. Peels it out to the left wing. Burton open from the corner for three. 30 points for Veronica Burton, drilling the left corner three, making Valkyries history.
Ice cold from Burton, and shout out Burton, the snowboard company. The win gives the Valkyries firm control of the seventh spot in the WNBA standings, a game and a half up on eighth place Seattle. So that's huge. That was the strongest player in the game, brought to you by El Camino Health. Our strength, your health. On the other side, we're going to discuss why Buster Posey needs to address Giants fans and the media sooner rather than later. Football Talk 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Spadoni, Chasky, Morning Roast, 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
So the shortstop goes out there and the second baseman, again, depending on what their philosophy is as an organization, balls down the line. Sometimes it'll be your first baseman down the right field line and you'll double back. Sometimes it's shortstop. Again, it depends. Sometimes your shortstop's got the best arm. Sometimes randomly teams might go with the second baseman because the shortstop's arm is sure injured or whatever. Like, again, it depends on what they're teaching. But 9 times out of 10. I'm doubling back, so I'm trailing the shortstop as the cutoff in case of an overthrow or underthrow that gets by him. And in that case, I'm the trail player in that. I'm the first baseman. I believe it was Dom Smith. I need to concede first base knowing it's already a base hit. And now I become the guy covering second base. Yes. If I notice my second baseman double backing behind the shortstop in that situation. Sometimes it might be the pitcher paying attention, but usually the pitcher is two plays ahead. He'll go to third, or he'll go somewhere between third and home, or he'll go right behind home in that scenario, depending on where the base runners are and what you're conceding. No one was covering second base. And so Ramos caught the ball off the wall, turns around, and goes to throw to second base, realizing no one's there. And it's not like you're yelling because you're in a stadium, okay? In an empty ballpark, 2-2-2, 3-3-3, cut, whatever it is, cut, hold. Everyone's got different verbiage, okay? But someone's got to be there. And just by a million reps, I'm sure Ramos is thinking, I'll play this off the wall, I'll turn, I'm giving up third base, I'm giving up home, I'm going to try to throw back to second in this scenario, it's back door. And that first baseman, if the second baseman is taking off, is hopefully paying attention. He's the one who's got to be in front of the play and beat the runner to second base to cover there. He's not there. Now, simultaneously, your right fielder should be paying attention, and he should be backing up said throw that might be coming into second base.
Right.
On any given play, everyone's moving is what I'm getting at, and no one's moving. And we can blame that on individual personal pride, on management, on the coaches, on whatever, but like everybody's at fault. This is a stupid play.
Well, that's why it makes it worse, Joe, is that the throw itself, and then the explanation of the bad throw, because he was... It's almost like when a pitcher has to still throw the pitch because he's already started his windup,
yes,
and they call time, time, time. It's like instead of holding onto it and hurting their like exactly shoulder or something, they just have to just throw it and scud it down. And that's what happened yesterday. It was Ramos literally realizing on the fly as he's throwing, it's like, oh, bleep, there no one's there, so I just got to, I'm going to look like an idiot, but whatever.
Joe, I had this play on Monday night. We were playing at Moscone, and
you were playing.
I was at second base,
oh,
and I was the cut from right center, and I was thought I was going to go to two, and I went to kind of like ease up on the throw,
yeah,
because I didn't want to throw it away,
yeah,
because the guy had slid in, and instead I scud missiled one straight to the second baseman. Like, that's what happens when you go to like stop your throw, and the ball's already kind of coming out. It looks ridiculous,
yes,
from Elliot Ramos. But again, you zoom out and you watch the whole play. There were like four different mental mistakes on that play.
And Bob Melvin talked about it yesterday.
You're talking about Ramos and his defense. He's throwing to second base and we're double cut and we're in the wrong spot as far as the cutoff and relays go. So he's throwing the ball to second base, sees that nobody's there and it came out of his hand. So it wasn't his fault. It was more how we were positioned for the cutoff. And then ball gets by, you know, Bailey over his head, and it just looks bad. The way we've been playing, it looks horrible. You know, now it's all of a sudden it's 7-0 and we're in the second inning, and the way we've been playing, it's just miserable feeling.
I feel bad for all the people that went to the game yesterday. My brother took his, yep, boys out there, and they had fun because they, you know, you got to do the lap and whatever.
You're a kid going to a game, right? At least the Padres gave him something to enjoy watching. You know, you can watch the Fernando Tatises of the world, like some stars, do some things. That'd be nice. The Giants do that occasionally.
Like, my brother's like, hey, look, you guys, they're so worried about the in-game entertainment. Just, how about be good?
Right.
How about be good, and we'll actually, like, stay in our seats and enjoy the game?
Oh, you don't want to go see Saweetie in her concert that she's having, what is that, this weekend, Sammy? Yeah, there you go.
After
the
Saturday
game.
Night, City Connect concert.
Oh, sweet. Get it? Saweetie.
Ha! You think she's going to have her own City Connect jersey?
That's awesome. I want one. You gotta laugh at the pain, Joey. Come on! You gotta laugh at the pain! You can't allow this team to bring you down this much. We got Niners season approaching, and I don't know if it's gonna be that much better. You can't let this team bring you down this much, right?
What a great pep talk.
Come on!
You can't let this get you down. It might get worse.
Exactly. It can always get worse.
How can it get worse?
Well, they are only three.
Shut up.
Well, that's the fun part. It's getting the answer to that question.
I'm not letting... In the words of Steiny...
three games under
In the words of Steiny, I'm not letting you do that.
The math is still technically there. They're what? 5.5 back? Seen things happen the last month? Maybe they just need a spark.
Yes, things happen, but not those things.
Maybe they need a spark. Can they
you
get
can
one?
Stop asking that question.
Can they? Hey, Elliot, can you guys get a spark?
It's just not happening. It's just frustrating. It's, I don't know what to tell you, honestly. It's just not happening. That's it. They have to get it done.
It's not over till it's over, Joe. Something could happen. Take care of business against the Tampa Bay Rays.
You can't even say that with a straight face.
I'm trying. I'm trying so hard for you, buddy.
I know what we are.
Yeah, but you had a lot of expectations this year. It's gotta hurt. It's gotta hurt.
But here's the thing, Joe, like, when you watch every night, I don't need fan graphs and stat muse to explain to me what my eyeballs are telling me. I know they suck. I know they're not good. I know they've quit on the manager. I know the manager isn't very good. But that being said, like, show some pride. Like, that's the part that bugs me. And, like, I was thinking about this. Like, you know, you guys are like, well, they were booing them. Yeah, they should have been booed. Like, they should have been booed yesterday. And I'm glad. You have your right. When you buy a ticket, you have a right to boo. Now, don't ruin it for others. Don't be screaming like that woman in the Padre-Giants game the other day.
Oh, where's my screen?
Screaming and yelling.
Play it.
Yeah. But, like, I'm telling you guys, man, I can remember certain moments for fans. And you guys are like, well, the Warriors got booed going into halftime against the Raptors.
They
this
got
year.
Booed a couple times, like a couple years ago they did. Not last season as much, but definitely the season prior. They got booed
going
a couple
into
times.
Halftime. For basketball and for football, it is normal for a fan base, not normal, but it's way more acceptable to boo them. Booing random second downs and just everyone booing, like effort levels. Armando Benitez being booed for just walking onto the mound. Mark Melanson being just rained upon for getting checked into the game or, you know, put into the game. I remember distinctively. Alex Smith getting just booed so bad.
You want a good one? I got one. His first ever appearance. His first ever in a new uniform. It was Jim Johnson. I was at the A's opening day. I think it was Cleveland Guardians they were playing. It's either Guardians or the Twins. They're always playing some AL Central team. But he like just gave it up in the ninth inning, and he just got booed. Just his first ever appearance. It was like it turned into like the Yankees Stadium West. Carter, it was unbelievable.
Carter, do me a favor. Look for the We Want Car chants from Candlestick.
David.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my boy Mikey C, White Mike, might have been one of the people that started
White
that
Mike's
chant.
Back.
I remember very vivid moments when the Niners had a team, they're playing the Falcons, and Singletary called a team-wide timeout. And the whole team huddled up around him. I had never seen it on a football field except like high school football.
Like Matt Ryan's like rookie season?
Roddy White did like a 70-yard touchdown on the very next play.
I loved Roddy White.
The very next play.
PPR legend.
The entire stadium booed them. The entire stadium booed the entire team. Like, those are different than like, oh, you're not going for it. You guys have only scored 3 points going into halftime. Like, that's different. When you have booed because you are just done as a fan base, God, think of how much you've broken this spirit of this community.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com. And I teased something heading into the break. And, you know, who do Giants fans want to hear from right now? 888-957-9570. Do you want to hear from Buster Posey? I do, because he was the guy that made the big acquisition to bring in Rafi Devers. He was the guy that signed. You know, and I know technically he's not the one signing him. He has to work with the agent. But he brought in Matt Chapman. He brought in Willie Adames. All right? And now Chapman was here prior. But he doubled down and said, you know what? Chapman's a guy that we need. We need everyday guys in this lineup. He could be a leader for this team defensively. We need that consistency. All right? Great. And then he picks up the option on the manager a couple months ago. All right, he picks up the option on Bob Melvin.
I call that the severance package.
But he picked it up. And you know what he said, Joe? He said, don't blame him. Come at me, because I was the one that put this roster together. I'm the one that did that. So should we be coming at him then? If that's the template he's going to say and he's going to use, shouldn't we be going after Buster Posey then?
He's been on the job a year.
I mean, the expectations, it's all of a sudden.
What were the expectations?
You tell me. What were your expectations?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.